Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the crew of the Cosmic Orca. So once again, before we do a little recap, same crew as always. It's not like anything ever changes, so it's the same exact five of us playing the game. We're going to go ahead and start in the same order that we always go in. And let's go ahead and get introductions out of the way.
It's me, Emily. I play Astrid. And a fun fact about Astrid is her preferred cocktail is champagne and Dr. Pepper.
Nice. I've never had that. It sounds good, though.
It's pretty good.
Hi, I'm Richard, and I play Commander Kaelin Vess. And his fun fact of the day is between today and the big boss battle that we all just had, Kaelin had a birthday. And he didn't tell anyone, doesn't like it being a big deal, but he celebrates by having a cold glass of vodka.
Oh.
Which to him is the water of alcohol. So he really enjoyed. Oh, I got to update my character sheet up a year because.
To get three more of those, you have to make an aging roll.
Wait. Three more?
Three more.
I thought birthdays. I was like, I got to make a raging roll now. Okay. No. Perfect.
Yeah. Every 4 years, you actually have to make an aging roll. So.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Well.
So we're celebrating a big 4-4?
4-3.
Well, no one is. He didn't tell anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have joined you with a glass of champagne.
And Dr. Pepper.
My name's Trey. I play Esquire Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Squid. Fun fact about Squid is he's a big chess nerd.
He mostly
just plays with Nelly, though. And loses.
Nice. My name is Paul, and I play Asta Tillian III. And fun fact about Asta is he loves getting manicures, so at girls' nights, it's always the fingernails, but he's not privy to toenails, and that's because he's extremely ticklish and can't get through the pedicure.
We found that out in girls' nights.
I'm Alex. I'm the referee. Not much has really changed about me, all my other fun facts. Still, I have a not as crippling of a drinking problem, but I do have a little bit of one still. But I'm kidding. I'm not actually an alcoholic right now. But I do have a
We all look nervously around the room.
I do have a crippling addiction to pizza, though. So I think that's how my fun facts will be for now. I was going to talk about my addictions.
No.
The one I have is microphones. So.
Hence the podcast.
Yes. I had to buy very little to start this. So, all right, introductions are out of the way for this recording session. So, quick recap for everybody since it's been a little while. You guys fought, you guys went to that planet that had the SOS signals. You found a bunch of office workers. You fought and killed a couple of Steamboat Willies. You rescued the office building people. You found a person that was there trying to rescue the office workers named Trevor. He is a psionic, as you guys found out later. You guys then proceeded to find what appeared to be, at one point, was the biotech headquarters, potentially, because William Sinclair had an office there on the top floor. You fought a big monster that tried to tentacle you guys a lot and failed miserably most of the time. and then on your escape from the building as it was blowing up, Kaelin was potentially almost killed by a car. Aurelius came out to offer him a choice of either getting hit with a car or saving him at a potential cost at a cost later down the road where Kaelin will most likely have to exit reality to join him in Aurelius's. However, the rest of the group does not know that. You guys then met back. You guys accidentally rendezvoused with the space police. You guys purchased a bunch of equipment on a Crimson Syndicate-owned planet because that stuff is legal out there. And you guys jumped to another planet and you found the Stadium Arcadium, which was a ship that has been in the Cosmic Orca's logs a lot. And thanks to the divine intervention of the Skyhammer, it distracted the Stadium Arcadium long enough that you were able to fly into a hangar bay. Squid actually hacked the hangar bay and vacuumed out everyone that was in there. and then you guys were able to land in there because Kaelin, you flew the ship in there. You threaded the needle. Aster did.
Yeah.
Threaded the needle and landed perfectly in the hangar bay. And now you guys are in the hangar bay of the Stadium Arcadium.
Nice.
And that is literally where we ended last time. So you guys are still in the ship. I mean, there are alarms going off inside the Stadium Arcadium. You can't quite tell if it's because of you guys or if it's the fact they are currently engaged in combat with another capital size ship. That is currently giving
the
them.
Shopping mall.
Yeah,
they're fighting with the shopping mall. The sky mall.
So, what would you guys like to do?
Well, we're gonna have to get off the ship sooner or later.
What is going on?
What's our end game here?
Yeah. What?
Find Billy.
That's what I was thinking.
But then what?
No, and I'm a bit nervous that he wants our ship and now he has it. It's in his hangar bay. He doesn't know it is. Do we set out to find him and leave the ship here? Do we have someone else take the ship back? None of our friends can fly.
Can HK fly?
I don't think so.
Only one way to find out.
Hey, HK.
Yes?
Can you pilot the ship?
I cannot.
Okay.
And Vasquez can't?
No.
Rami can't?
No, he just does yacht things. We could throw,
throw like
a top over it in the corner? I don't know.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Can I look out the viewfinder? Are there any... what routes are out of this hangar?
As far as like on foot?
Yes.
There's three doors.
Okay.
They're all down.
I can see if I can... lock those.
God damn it, I wasted that pun on all of you.
Three doors down.
Three doors. This is serious, Alex.
Yeah, do you see anyone out there? Is there anyone?
No, they all got sucked into the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
So when you say down, they're closed.
No, I was just making a pun.
Okay.
They are technically below you because you're still on the ship. So,
But the doors are closed.
They are closed. Yes, they are closed. Okay. In all seriousness, they are closed.
I can see if I can hack in and lock them so that anyone that wants to get in has to go through my encryption.
And can you disable the sensors in this bay so that he doesn't all of a sudden, you know, casually look down at his display and go, oh, boop, the orca's right there parked in my hangar bay 7.
You know what? I wonder if I can. Are there any noticeable sensors in the room?
Yeah. I mean, there's just like the normal like surveillance camera looking things. So they probably have a bunch of stuff built into them to do other scans.
All right.
And you're already hacked into the ship because were able to.
So what I want to do is I want to see if I can find footage of the a few minutes before. We came in and just loop it.
So a real speed moment is what you're aiming for here. Beautiful. Yes. make an education computer rolls, please.
Perfect. It's been so long since we played.
2d6, yeah. Tell me your total.
I can't see it. So.
7.
I'm going to give you a +2 bonus to that because the speed
reference. Fair enough.
So, yes, that's going to be enough.
Good idea.
Because you're already in there. So, yes, you are able to do that. So, it's now just the next. So, it's still, for what you would guess, you can just see it. It is like the people still there, in the hangar bay milling about. And just, you're able to loop it just enough. I mean, there's still, if someone really scrutinized it, they'd be able to see
somebody jumping.
Yeah, so jumping around or a purse disappearing and moving and stuff like that, just to complete the speed reference.
Someone moved their foot or something?
It was a purse. Fun fact, I know a lot of really pointless trivia. But,
that was a great movie.
Anyway, so you can do that, no problem. So perfect. As far as the ship can tell for now, nothing happened in that hangar bay.
Awesome.
Excellent.
So we should be pretty secure. Is it hard to lock the doors as well?
The doors are already locked.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll unlock one of them and then lock it behind us as we go.
So when Trevor actually joins the conversation, Trevor's like, truth be told, all eight of us going is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot of bodies. That's a lot of bodies to keep track of. But we can't all stay on the ship. Yeah. Open up a second door. HK, Vasquez, and Rami and I, we can take another one. Cover a bit more ground. We'll be able to keep communication between us. But that way, we're all just not one big blob of people.
Okay. Maybe one of them guard the ship. Do we need someone to guard the ship?
Well, the problem with that would be if we're going to do that, I mean, it's going to be one person then potentially facing down an army if by themselves.
Yeah. Okay. If we're discovered, it's better not to be here.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So I'll take care of the four of these. I'll take care of them. Well, I guess really just taking care of Rami at that point. But
he can take care of himself.
But so
don't underestimate him. We've seen some.
So
yeah.
So if you just want to open up a second door, easy enough, and the four of them will go down that corridor to wherever that may lead, and then the four of you get your own little corridor.
Cool.
Perfect.
So when you guys do that, I mean, you can set the parking alarm on for the Cosmic Orca.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll edit a noise in, but so you do that, and the corridor, it's kind of like an antechamber, kind of like almost like an airlock in a way, specifically to hopefully avoid what you purposely did to the airlock when you did that.
Makes sense. Before we go too far, is there a schematic somewhere? Either something that I could pull up or something that's listed that showcases where we are and some other notable locations.
Like a map of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Make another education computer roll.
Much better. Whoa. Law of averages.
Like the exact the exact opposite of what you rolled last time.
Wowzers.
17.
Yeah.
There's a directory next to our ship.
So
you are here.
So, I mean, that is, that's a very exceptional role. That's actually a exceptional by 9 that you just rolled there.
You find an Apple Watch.
You guys probably already have that anyway. But yeah, you are able to get this absolute perfect schematic of the ship. Absolutely up to date, no data. It literally was like redone like a day ago, so it's very up to date. And Nelly will even program a couple of routes for everyone.
Perfect.
To be able to kind of where it looks to be the main, like, not bridge, because it looks like, I guess, where William Steinman stays. He actually stays kind of like for mind's eye terminology, a throne room, like Palpatine's throne room in the Death Star, kind of in a way, just to kind of get the idea that it's not the bridge of the ship, it's actually somewhere else entirely. Okay.
Do we want to see if the other group can go to the bridge to try to take control of the ship while we go distract?
That's a great idea. I like that idea.
Yeah. Vasquez is like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it tells you how many people are on the bridge. I mean, there's probably going to be more than we can handle right away. But, if we get the right vantage point, we might be able to, at least thin the numbers on the bridge out a little bit.
We can cause a little chaos along the way, maybe disperse their troops.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what the other plan of having everyone split up would be.
Makes sense.
Is to allow that to happen. So,
before we get too far away from the ship, too, can we have a little doodly-doo flashback to why might have something in my pack or not?
So go ahead. What was you gave yourself like a skill in botany, right?
Yes, I have, it's a profession in hydroponics.
Okay.
One.
What science skills do you have? I'm going to give you your best shot at this.
Biology 2.
I'm going to say it's going to be a biology role because you need it to be able to, because what you want to do is needs to interact with people.
Yes.
So let's make it biology and
intellect.
Yes, we'll do intellect.
All right. So this is +4. And basically, this is what I've been working for in the lab all this time. 10.
Yeah, we'll say that's enough. So whatever the hell it was you were telling me it was, that is now a thing you have.
How many can I have?
You will have 7 of them.
All right.
Are you like pulling this out of your lab or something?
This is what I've been doing with the succulents and the other plants. I've been creating something, and so I have 7 of these.
Very nice.
Ooh.
He calls it strawberry cough.
And I would give three of them to Rami.
Okay, we'll take them.
Before we split.
He will take them, especially since the robot most likely won't be affected by whatever this is, so.
And the way I imagine these work, if you care, is 2d6 replacement right away.
Okay, for endurance, or just healing
for one of whatever's lowest.
Okay.
And, but then maybe roll a d4 for something that funny might happen to you.
Okay.
And you could decide what those four funny things are.
I'll work it out.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. How fun.
Anyway, so yes, in a brief moment, the camera pans to Aster kind of touching four clinking, thin, syringe-like vials in his back.
Ooh. Spooky.
Okay.
Astrid pops over your shoulder. Says, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just ready. Do you think the others will be all right?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to be all right.
I should text Rami more while we're going. I'll just text nice things to Rami of like, I love you. I hope that
you're right. You're I should safe. Text Raoul.
You should text Raoul. We're not in jump space. And he's on the Skyhammer out there fighting this fight.
I know. Well, he'll get it at some point.
Panthe, tell Panthe we all love him too.
Okay. So you guys are in the hallway. We roll back forward in time. And you guys are... It's a clean ship, you know. It's a flagship of some sort for a crazy person, so it's a pretty pretty clean-looking vessel here. And
all white.
I mean, that's how the biotech buildings have been, so it's a pretty similar theme to that. You're in an airlock, basically, right now. You get to the other side of the airlock, a door opens up, and it's a big hallway, you know, probably about 20 feet on each side of you. Big, like, arched-up kind of ceilings. They probably move a lot of cars. The hallway, I mean, you've been on capital ships before, Kalen. You know these hallways are fucking huge.
I just want to drive
haulers
it.
And yeah. Yeah. There's no hauler near you, though, unfortunately.
Oh.
at least not right now. But so you guys are heading down the hallway. And, I mean, there are doors along the side of you. But just because, I mean, you got the route, though, so you know which doors to ignore because of that verdonkulous roll. So,
not that one. Not that one. Keep going.
Yeah, you've got your Google Maps out, and it's got the perfect directions for you on how to get to this area. So you're bypassing. I mean, you're bypassing some rooms. Though on your way, you do see a door that says Armory above it.
Yes. Wait. Does the map show activity? Is there people in there?
There is not currently any activity in this particular armory.
Let's go.
Let's go in.
Okay, the door is locked.
Squid,
yes.
Do your thing, please.
It is going to be a harder roll this time.
Okay.
So.
Eleven.
Not enough.
Would a chainsaw work?
I mean, this it was eventually, up. But yeah, no, it's locked. And you feel like if you try again, you're probably going to get some suspicion.
Do we not see any panels next to it?
Well, that's what he would have plugged
that's
into.
That's what you're on? Yeah, okay.
That's
okay.
What he plugs into it. So just you're not in the hangar bay anymore. That's kind of what you hacked into was a hangar bay. So that was why you could do that so easily. But
is it a code-based thing or is it a scanner-based thing?
It's like a scanner-based thing.
Okay.
I could keep trying, but we're probably going to get some activity any further.
Kalen, do you want to try?
No. I'm good. It's a scanner-based panel, so yeah. There are other ways to enter this thing.
Yeah. If you slapped your hand in there or your eyes in there or whatever, like it would probably yell at you and then sound the alarm. So.
Yeah.
So if we come so back we have with to, a friend,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Have we seen any friends? Any grunts?
No. So shockingly enough, this hallway, not like purposefully, though. You just feel like maybe people don't go to this particular area very often on their ship. And they're just preoccupied with the current, you know, space battle going on outside. Just no one really seems to be here.
They're at battle stations, not in the hallways.
Yes. So as you guys are walking down, you go through, it twists and turns. You know, it's just how that kind of thing goes. You do finally get to another very large set of doors, which would have been enough space for, you know, another one of those like cargo trucks to go through. But your sensors do indicate that at least last time it updated, there were there were about four people in this other room. Now, you don't know. It's been a bit since it updated, so there's probably more people in there. According to the map, it doesn't seem like they were set up for anything, like not for an attack or anything like that. The room is literally just listed as storage, though. Right. But you have to go through here in order to get to the next area.
Our route leads through here. We're likely to get some activity on the other side.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's suit up. Weapons ready.
Cactus Jack. My shield dispenses.
There you go. Cactus Jack.
Okay. So this door does open up on its own.
Okay.
And in front of you, there's not four people. There's 10.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Now, it doesn't seem like they were expecting you, though. Because it's guys like, you know, trying to like figure out which crates are the, you know, the ship like weapons, like batteries and stuff like that to recharge the lasers. And they're trying to like get that organized because they clearly weren't expecting to have to reload at any point. They just kind of thought, oh, we'll get the couple volleys off and then the ship will be disabled and we'll just get to board. No, not this time.
Shopping mall.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they're currently fighting Space Mall of America. So
rest in peace, Camp Snoopy.
Flashbacks.
They actually don't seem to notice the door opened.
Quick surprise round.
So, everyone who has it, whoever has recon, make a recon intelligence check, please.
Only one person has it.
Yeah, I didn't know if anyone else had gotten it or not.
Is it me?
It is you.
Sorry, I had to find it on the sheet.
Whichever ones you want. I was going to get them out of your way.
And you said...
Recon intelligence.
6.
You just, you know... You were looking to see if maybe there would have been a potential path to, like, sneak through. But you just can't spot one.
Shoot. I don't see a way through.
So shoot.
We'll make a way.
You guys would have an opportunity to attack as a surprise round.
They don't see us though, right?
They don't see you yet. I mean, you can try and sneak by them, but you just don't have like a safe path.
What are they wearing?
Good question.
They appear to be wearing cloth armors predominantly, so nothing super high protection.
Are they all the same? Is it a uniform?
Yeah, kind of.
With the red asterisk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all Crimson Syndicate stuff. It's color-coded for your convenience.
Do I know if they hire mercenaries?
Probably not.
No? Do they have weapons?
Oh, yeah, they're armed.
Okay. I almost want to be like, let's just walk in a straight line with a purpose. But that's risky.
I think we look pretty different. Out of the norm. let's go for it. Okay. Shoot them.
At bare minimum, if we stop them from reloading, maybe that gives the... Mm-hmm. Skyhammer are better.
Yeah,
that's true.
Better odds.
That's true. And we have the element of surprise.
Yep.
So is this the four of us whispering in the doorway?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what happened.
And then Astrid makes the first shot.
Yep.
As per usual. Okay, I'm going to use my laser rifle.
Okay. Ooh, new weapons.
Did it have an auto score by chance?
Or no? Oh, it did, and I didn't write it down.
I can look it up.
Okay.
Central's Black Catalog or no?
Oh, I'm close to it. What is it? What would you say it was?
Laser rifle.
Laser assault gun. Light Gatling laser. Oh, no.
Light Gatling laser?
That would be cool.
Laser rifle. 5D plus 3, 0G. It does not have auto.
Oh, okay. It does not have auto.
So you just make one shot then, unless you want to take a penalty to do more than one shot.
Can I take a penalty?
Yeah, it would be a -2 penalty. So it would be your energy weapon plus dex, -2.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to try for 2.
All right, so roll each attack individually.
Okay. Oh!
Well, you don't. You only roll 2 dice to attack. You're not rolling damage.
It's been a while, Alex. Cut me some slack.
Never.
Eight. 8.
That is exactly enough to hit one dude. So now you can roll your damage.
Ooh, I caught that.
Sick catch.
And do I add anything to it?
Not currently, because you didn't succeed by any effect. You just got a flat success. So
okay. So that's 11.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you plunk one guy real good. He's downed, but he's not, like, out. Like, he's like,
okay.
Shot by a laser. This is very uncomfortable.
Ow! Okay.
All right, Kaelin, you can make this shot now.
Cool. I'll use my stun blaster.
Okay. So it's the same thing, dex and energy weapons, whatever that would be for you. Oh.
11.
All right, yeah, that hits with an effect of 3, so roll your damage.
10.
Okay, is that with or without the 3 effect?
Oh, 13.
Okay. So that dude is down. Whoever you were you shooting the same guy or you shooting a different one?
Different guy. Different guy.
So this guy is down. Like, you just kind of go zoop, right through him. Oh, no, he's not dead.
He's stunned.
You stunned. Sorry. I'm so used to you shooting things and stabbing things that I forgot you, yeah, you were stunning him. Yeah, so he's unconscious.
Great.
And he's down on the ground. So, Squid.
I am going to use my... I'm not going to use my laser pistol. I'm going to use my Magro pistol because it has auto.
Okay.
So remind me how that works again.
So with the Magro pistol, is that, what's the auto rating on it again?
4.
4. So you can make either 4 attacks at the cost of... I think it's 3 times the rating of the auto. It's going to be 12 rounds, basically.
Okay.
Or you can do 4 extra damage to one attack roll.
Gotcha.
At equal to the expenditure of ammunition.
I want to hit 4 dudes.
All right. So you're going to make 4 separate attack rolls.
All right. 8.
That'll hit.
Just roll all the attacks or roll damage.
Roll your damage now.
Okay. 10.
Okay. He's like, ah, God, I've been shot by a bullet.
My goodness.
10.
It hits with an effect of 2.
12.
That guy is dead.
Cool. 11.
That's the season of the effect of 3.
So 12,
15. That guy is very dead.
Cool. And last attack.
Okay.
8.
That's a flat success. So no extra damage that time.
Whoa.
14.
He's also dead. We've got one unconscious guy and 3 dead guys. So,
they definitely know we're here now.
Yeah.
They know we're here.
Still have one more attack left, though.
Oh, that was my last one.
No, I meant him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so did Astrid kill one or knock one now?
No, she got him down, though. So, I mean, if...
All right, so we have 2 who are hurt and then 4 who are... 1 knocked out, 3 dead, and then there's still, like, 4 standing around.
Yeah. They're just like, what is happening?
what?
I guess I'll just go, ah! And try to stun out at another one of the standing ones.
Okay.
So, stunner hit. 8 plus...
Dex and
Dex,
energy.
So 9.
Yeah, this succeeds with effect of 1, so roll your damage.
Okay. So I get to add 1 for that effect?
Yes.
Okay. So 14 plus 1 is 15.
Yeah, you zip zap zoobity bop him. He is okay. Down for the count.
All right. So then there's like still dead? 5 people alive.
No, it wouldn't have killed him. It's a stunner. It can't.
5 people up.
Yeah, still 5 people up.
Well, how are they not terrified right now?
That was good, though. We got half them down in that surprise
yes.
round.
I know. That was crazy.
Now how it's going to go.
Way to go, Squid.
So that was a surprise round. I am going out to the 5 remaining fellas here. And they are going to now take their... action shooches. Let me.
I cactus jacked.
Squid, you're the first target.
That's valid.
Oh, they got you. That's
oh, no.
That's a 10 for the attacks.
It can't be over so soon.
Well, don't worry. That is 10 damage before damage reduction.
Okay, okay. I'm fine. My damage reduction is 12.
Okay. Next one's going to go. It's actually going for you, because I just saw you lightning bolt somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 13, not 12.
Yeah, you're still fine. Ooh, they got you.
Okay.
By one.
Yep.
Man. Also 10.
I have a shield up, so I'm at 15 protection.
Yep, you're fine.
yeah.
What are they shooting us with? Bullets or laser?
Bullets.
Okay.
Or like so bubbles.
Sort of glass.
Astrid, you're next.
Okay.
That guy does barely hit you. Ooh, maybe I finally get to do my last little bit. First bit of damage here. Probably not, though. 14.
So I can use my cloth armor, trench coat.
So it's all stacked.
Yeah.
So.
But not my flak jacket.
No.
Okay. 16.
Yeah,
is my...
you're fine. close.
Almost.
You're the closest one to almost get hit now. So.
But it hit me.
Oh, Kaylin, it's your turn.
We each got a shot.
Yeah, we each got a shot.
Oh, yeah, that got you.
Cool. Uh-oh.
But you're wearing combat armor, so this might not even be remotely close. That's 11.
Oh, no, I'm at 17.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's see, without your shield.
That's without my shield. No, I got my shield down right now.
I didn't realize how squishy I was compared to you guys.
It's that business suit.
Got and Kaylin, you get the next shot.
Okay.
That's a flat hit. Yeah, no, you're fine. That was a 4.
All right.
Nice try.
So that was them trying to kill you with far less successful results. So we'll go ahead and just go around the table again. So, Astrid.
Yeah, I'm going to try my laser rifle again because I want to get good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for a standing guy.
Go for it. You don't want to kill a guy that's unconscious?
No.
Double tap.
9.
Yeah, that hits. Oh, with an effective 1, so get an extra 1 point.
Plus 1, 22.
All of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
5D.
5D, 3. Or 5D.
Plus
3? Plus
3. Oh, so it's an extra 3 damage on that.
25.
Yeah, his head just fucking pops like a balloon.
I was not
happy. So that...
it's like, we'll flavor it so that like the laser shot like got in like right through there, and you see his head just kind of glow, and it's...
oh my gosh.
So, that happened.
The first one was just... a wash, my first shot.
Yeah.
This one.
Well, that guy is dead. That's going to be a closed casket for sure. Kaylin, you're up.
There's 4 more people left.
There are still 4 people left, and they are a little more concerned now.
Yeah.
But not enough that you could probably talk them down. They're very clearly.
But we've killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're still very clearly Sinclairians.
Sinclairians.
We've only killed 4, though, right? And 2 down?
You've killed 5 now.
Oh, okay.
Well,
the 5 are down. 5 are down.
5 down. This was number 6.
Yeah.
I, I'm like, man, this is really fun. Just to put fear in their face. Put my ion rifle back, and I take out my, my static blade.
Okay.
Ooh. And I just lightly jog up to a guy.
Oh, my God.
Not lightly jog.
Yeah.
Like a...
lightly jog up with my static blade.
What is the American psycho?
Really?
You're ready to lop a head off.
Like, oh my God.
What do you think of Huey Lewis in the news?
Maybe we should have used melee weapons from the start to not make so much noise.
Yeah, well, hindsight.
Yeah, hindsight. We were outnumbered 2-1.
Yeah, that's fair.
Melee strength?
10.
Yeah, that hits. Effective 2.
Mm-hmm. 12.
Okay. Yeah, and the armor piercing is really good on a static blade. So
AP 6.
Yeah, so that actually is all of the armor that this guy had on him. So he is cleaved up. He's dead.
Okay. And then I look over at the next guy.
Conan the Librarian.
gosh.
Aster, you're up. Not Aster. Squid. Guy next to Aster.
How many left?
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three. Okay. Yeah, three. You guys keep better count than I am.
I don't think I've seen Kaylin so happy.
I'm going to just do the same thing I did.
Yeah.
Try to get them both. I was doing my math wrong earlier, so because I forgot to add my actual skill. I have a one in that. So that's 7, 8 to hit.
That's a flat hit.
And I also did not realize I had a +3 on my damage. So I was rolling more damage than I was supposed to. So that's 15.
Yeah, that guy is also dead.
Okay.
Wow.
12 to hit the next one.
Yeah, that's an effect of 4.
13, 17.
You're very dead.
One more.
One last target.
Oh, that's right. There is one. 7.
Not enough. Oh, don't forget, dude, that's 24 rounds of ammo you've expended now, so.
I've got one more shot, though.
That's right.
8.
Yeah, that'll get it.
A lot. 11, 14.
Yep, he's dead, too. So you've successfully killed most of the people.
Yeah, good lord.
There is one unconscious guy on the ground, but he was shot with a laser, so he's not bleeding. And then there is a fully unconscious guy who has not been shot by a laser. So you have two
living people.
So we could use one of them for the armory.
Yes, that was my idea.
Okay. So yeah, if you want to drag, you can drag both of them back if you want.
Can I see, maybe not the ones that Astrid and Squid blew up, but are there 4 people with somewhat intact outfits?
Oh no.
Even the one we stunned, is it just like a big...
Well, there's only 2 guys got stunned.
And also, wouldn't we have to take off our armor to don them?
You would.
That's why I was like, because I have combat armor, and I thought about the disguise.
Yes. Okay.
And Squid is the only one using actual ammunition, so...
I can do it. I can...
We want one person to be wearing the... I don't know.
I can walk in and see if I can trick some people.
We could be your prisoners.
They're not going to believe that.
Oh, okay.
There's a good chance that more people will know what you guys look like as
that's
you get
very
forward.
True.
This is the future.
All right, we'll just drag someone with a hand, okay.
Start.
Oh no, they only have hooks.
Oh no!
How are they shooting at us?
You killed a room full of crab people.
Insert some noise here.
So you take one of the guys to there, and you slap his hand on the little handprint reader. Access denied. No alarms go off though. But clearly he's in the system, but he isn't.
It can't get it.
That's all it says. Access denied.
Yeah, just access denied.
These are just storage room lackings.
Well, it was worth a shot.
It was. That's why I rolled for it to make sure if it worked or not. So I rolled
Captain
a 7. I needed an 8.
Sanity check. You were really into that static blade. Are you
all
right? I know I'm here for the bad people. But
suddenly cutting away a scene, it's like, why do I hear the power of love playing in my head? This is Trevor's thought now.
Aster, life is short, and you never know when your reality will be taken away from you. So you got to enjoy life while you can.
That was very deep, Commander.
Well, I really enjoy being the captain of the Cosmic Orca, so I got to enjoy every minute.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah, don't act like you're not going to be around for a while.
We're all getting out of here fine. Let's keep going.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. We're going to get out of here fine. I've got no doubt.
Excellent.
Okay. There are 2 doors that lead out of here, but obviously with the map you have, you know which is the correct way to take. The other way doesn't even lead to anything fun. It just leads to more hallways. So, because it's a big empty, it's a big old ship. You get a text back from Rao. It just basically, it's like a little, like... spaceship emoji, a little laser emoji, and then another, like, an explodey emoji.
Dude,
coming back like, at you.
He's busy.
So, I'm glad emojis stuck around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thousands of years into the future.
Anything of our current day legacy lasts. It'll be emojis.
Yes. What do you think hieroglyphs were? But,
oh no, he's right.
So, that's right.
So you guys are heading down this hallway. And again, it's a lot of, you know, there would have been more stuff to do if more effective, a fucking perfect map going on. I'm not saying you guys are missing anything exciting. I wouldn't be that mean.
Should we just go off the map? Because no,
you get to, again, you do find a cargo truck. The keys are not in it though. Or whatever they use in the future for keys. Like it doesn't have like the tag or whatever to start it.
Get the guy's hand.
I mean, that's a storage guy. How far is it?
It's at the under end of the hallway. I mean, it would take like 2 minutes to run back.
And we can take a dead guy's hand.
Yeah, check it.
We'll check pockets for key change.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's search around for keys if anyone has keys.
Just make intelligence checks for that, all of y'all. Unless you have like search, then do it or whatever this game's equivalent to search is.
Investigate?
Yeah, that'll work.
I don't have it, but it exists.
Yeah. Now you're just looking
for have it at zero.
Yeah, then you get to roll without a disadvantage. Oh.
You said that's intelligence?
I'm just saying roll flat intelligence. If you have something to search, add it. But if you don't, you're looking for keys. That's like you're just patting people's pockets and saying, sorry.
7.
10.
15.
Jesus Christ on a pogo stick. Yes, you find the right keys.
I'm sorry, it's not 15, it's 12.
You still find the right keys.
I'm so sorry.
Still good.
These are a D6. That's not a 9. What am I doing?
No, it's not a 9. But I can see why you thought
wonderful.
So.
Yeah, no, I mean, you still find the keys. Like you.
I rolled 18.
You also,
on a T6.
You also find $5.
there we go.
With the roll.
It's weird though, so. It's dollars, it's not credits.
Yeah, it is an actual
yeah, $5.
It has
he was an antique collector.
Yeah.
It has William Sinclair's face on it.
Billy Bucks.
Yeah, so I mean you've got the keys now. I mean it starts up fine. I mean it's electronic, so you know it's not just gas or that to fumigate you in here.
Cool. I want to be in the passenger seat. Who wants to drive?
Does anyone have drive? For land vehicles, I have drive.
I actually have drive.
No, I don't. So
okay. Go for it.
Sure, I can do it.
So
drive us.
You've got the keys to the vehicle, and the cargo bay door on the other side. It opens up, and the map showed you before it would have opened up. I would have told you this, but there is just some dudes doing the same thing. A few more. But I mean, this thing's probably got a top speed of like 100 kilometers an hour, if not more. Probably more like 300 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
So we splat them.
Make a drive and dex roll.
Splat them.
Eight.
Yeah, we'll say. Because you're basically just. Are you just. So give me the game plan for this now. Are you just going to drive straight through? Are you GTAing this?
If this thing is going that fast, I'm not going to try to GTA it.
Okay. What's that game where it's like, you know, the mailbox? You hit the mailbox with a baseball bat?
You're talking a video game or do in the Midwest?
People do in the Midwest. you drive the car.
Oh. Yes. Mailboxing or whatever.
That's mailboxing?
You want to do that with your
squid. Like, have you ever played mailboxing? Ever heard of the antique game?
The antique game mailboxing.
Youth game mailboxing.
My concern grows if I know where you're going with this.
Pull out the static blade that I got after training with you guys, with you and Trevor.
Cool.
So I'm not going to make your roll for that.
I've rolled the window down.
So you get, because you just blazed through. Fortunately, the other corridor door opened up.
Good.
Before you smashed into it. But you get two with the truck.
Okay.
And then between the two, you each individually get two dudes. You mailbox two guys.
Nice.
Cool.
So there you go. But you're screaming down this other corridor. There's some more people out there, though. They're too far away for you to hit them with this, though. But I mean, they're like, what the fuck is happening? Why is this truck screaming down there? When you do get an alert saying lock door, lock door, lock door, lock door coming from Nelly.
Stop that.
Yeah, drive in Dex, please.
I'll hold the wheel. I'm in the passenger seat.
Can I attempt to slow them down, like, from my computer? Their ability to lock the doors.
You can't do all these things.
No, you're gonna be too focused on stopping the car and keeping the wheel steady.
Well, what if can I hold the wheel?
Make a plus two DM modifier. We'll say it's a plus two DM.
8 plus 2, 10.
Okay. Good. That was what you needed.
Thanks for that.
So the truck slows down. You slow down enough that you do bump into the door, but not at a lethal. Like, you don't have to even crash the car. It just goes and bounces back on there.
Gosh.
So, yeah, you pretty much had to react immediately to keep from pancaking all of you into the door. What a hell of a way to end everything.
We're saying
literally, it's fine.
Excellent driving, Squid. We're making memories. I love it.
So, yeah, you guys are now in front of a locked door. You can hack it. Just make another electronics and whatever roll.
Astra, I assume we're in the back seat together.
Yes.
And
I'm holding the bar at the top.
I'm hugging my laser rifle.
Because I forgot to put my experience, I actually had to up my computer. So that's actually another 17.
Okay. So you can definitely, this door will open up as soon as you push the open button. But there does appear to be people behind this. This cargo bay is empty. And there is only 4 life signatures in there. And they appear to be more armored than what you've been dealing with.
Gotcha. And are they giving any readings similar to some of the creatures we fought? Or are these just like look like other dudes?
These are just dudes.
Okay. We might have more of a hard fight on the next side of this door. You guys ready?
Always.
Okay. This is the way.
Let's rock.
All right. Boop. So the door opens up and you see on the other side there are 4 guys wearing combat armor.
Uh-oh.
not quite. It's a little bit lower tech level than what Kaelin has, though, so it's not as armored, but still pretty armored.
How many people?
4. Now, you still have the truck. You're still in there. The truck still works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it will not be able to... You won't be able to completely...
Flatten these guys.
You'll be able to, you can hurt them with the truck, but I mean, they'll have a chance to, they appear to have laser weapons of some kind on them now.
I say we stick with the usual plan rather than the truck.
I say evasive maneuvers, hover to the right.
Sure.
Let Iron Man jump out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can pick them off from the car.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we can strafe.
Yeah, I was going to say, can the back open up?
Yeah. Just kind of goes like, you know, like a flower.
It's awfully inviting.
But you can control like how high the hatch goes. So you can give yourself a little bit extra cover on those.
Would you be cool with driving?
Sure, we've got a driver, 2 shooters, and if you jump out and start crushing heads, you're very good at that today.
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. Now they were ready, so what I'm going to actually do, I'm just going to do one extra one here. So they are going to get the first opportunity to attack, and they are not actually going to be attacking a person.
Mm-hmm.
They are attacking the truck.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Specifically, the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Not our flower truck.
The first shot does hit. Oh, no. Squid, please make a drive and dex roll.
Sure. Oh, wow.
Nice.
12.
Okay. That's good because you were going to need a little bit. It was a higher roll because one of the tires just is gone.
New plan.
So one of the driver's side tires. So you kind of careen. You have to kind of hold the wheel steady. It still moves forward, but there's just no rubber on the tire anymore to keep it.
I hate that sound.
You're just grinding metal at this point on that side.
All right.
So
change of plans. We're not going to be able to strafe with this one anymore.
And then another guy is going to get his shot off at a tire. He misses that one. Another guy misses that one. That one does hit. And it's the rear, we'll say passenger side. We'll say that's the strafing maneuver you were doing. Oh, no.
That's never good.
That tire is also gone. So it's... And this room is empty, so it is echoing everywhere.
Oh, no.
That's the sound of metal scraping around on itself.
I can hear it.
Yeah, I can too.
But we can still use it as a shield.
Yes, we can get behind it.
Yeah, you still get all the cover. You just won't be. You won't have the maneuvering anymore of it. So, but that's all of them. So,
let's check it off.
What would you like to do? We'll say you're in a position that you can get a good clean shot.
Okay. Gonna laser rifle it.
Okay.
Nine.
Yeah, that hits with an effect of one.
Eight. 20.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's wearing combat armor, but I mean, it absorbs some of it. But I mean, that was a really good shot on one of those guys. He's still up, though. But because his face is kind of concealed, you don't really know, like, if how much pain reaction he had.
But he, like,
that.
Stumbled back.
Yeah. He kind of goes, grr.
How did he go?
Grr.
grr.
So that's his thing. Kaylin.
Yes.
Your turn.
I'm double checking to make sure. That's okay. I'm gonna get off the car. Open up my shield.
Okay.
Static blade in hand.
Okay.
I'm holding my static blade to the side, because in theory, with my gauntlet lasers hop open and I can be shooting it, right?
Yeah, I mean that, so you're like trying to like move and shoot like a Mega Man kind of thing, like Proto Man?
Yeah, slowly with my shield up.
Yeah, you're just doing one attack at a time?
Yeah, just one. Just one gauntlet.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Cool.
That's fine.
Cool.
A nine.
That'll hit.
That is an eight.
Doesn't do any damage. Because there's no armor piercing, so. There was some armor piercing that actually might have done a little something, but.
But it looked cool.
It did look really cool.
It looked cool. Okay.
And you gave a target. Squid!
I'm gonna use my visor to mark one of them.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna shoot him with a laser.
Okay. Yeah, that's
16. Oh, no, sorry, 12.
That's 16, but an effect of 4.
Okay. Ooh.
It's only 8, though.
Doesn't get through his armor.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Faster!
All right, are they all grouped together?
They're kind of spread out a bit. Like, okay. You wouldn't be. They've strategically placed themselves that way. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, I was going to call out to the captain of, like, do you have any more of those napalm grenades or anything to get the group of them? But while I do that, I'm going to hit the one that Astrid had hurt a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stun them all the way stunned.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to force lightning them from afar. And 8.
That hits. Just dead on.
Okay. And 7 endurance reduction.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's down-ish. Like, he's not, like, down-down, but I mean, he's about there.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be the 4 of them again. You are scaring the shit out of them, Kaylin. Because you have a sword, you have a little fucking laser gun on your wrist, and you have a shield.
Yeah.
So he's they are.
Actual tank.
Yeah. So they're going
to
shoot.
With combat
you.
Armor on.
Right? Yes.
That one does hit. Now, if it hurt, is going to be the other question. So no, because your shield's out.
Yeah.
Why am I rolling 4 dice? That one misses. That one does hit. That does not do any damage. And the last one misses.
So I have aggro right now. They're all looking at me.
They are.
Okay, great.
Good to know.
Astrid.
How close am I to the nearest one, I guess? Or how far away is...
You'd be able to make it up to one of them.
Okay.
In a move. Tell me what you're wanting to do.
Because I just want to... I want to use my chainsaw sword.
Absolutely.
Because...
Go to
it's
fucking
fun.
Go to goddamn motherfucking party town on them.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't say Flavor Town.
I yeah.
He's on the ship.
I actually meant
to he's on the
yeah,
ship.
He's on
the
ship.
I meant to say Funky Town, but
because I see that they're all focusing on Kaylin, so I feel like I could come from the behind or from the side or something.
Mm. Like a stealth chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a stealth dex roll though.
Seven.
Not enough.
Because I'm revving up the chainsaw.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. So, I mean, you won't get any... You can still just run up and attack one of them, though. That's not an issue at all. So it's melee and strength.
Nine.
Yeah, that hits with an effect of one.
Ooh.
So roll your damage, and I believe the chain drive sword does have armor piercing, because it's a chainsaw on a stick.
Chainsaw. Ten.
Okay, and then add your strength mod to that. I don't know if we've been doing that, but I'm supposed to add your strength to the damage as well.
I have not been, so plus two, so 12.
All right, and what's the armor piercing on the chain drive sword?
Six.
Okay. Yes, I mean, that cuts through six of that. And was this the guy you already hurt, or was this...
If that works out to where...
Yeah, he would be dead.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
One down.
All right.
With a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw sword.
That's a bummer. For him.
I feel like I feel like I let out like a banshee scream, you know, like... Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. When you realize stealth wasn't working, you just went in yelling.
Yes. That's what I do.
Waving chains all around.
Very leather facing.
Now I'm scared.
Kaylin, your turn.
Sure.
Because obviously crazy freaks these guys out, so.
It's working.
Oh, yeah. So I see that happen. And then I turn back and I see that happen. I turn back and look at Squid and Aster. And I say, Astrid's got the right idea. I turn my shield off.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
no.
I just go, woo! And run straight at that one guy.
Okay. Freedom!
You just tag it with your static blade?
Static blade.
Okay. Roll melee strength.
We're bravehearting this.
Yeah. Is my static blade not dexterity?
No.
No.
It's no, melee. It's strength?
Yeah, swords are always strength. Melee weapons are always
the same
strength.
Thing anyway. That's okay. 10.
That hits with effect of 2. Yeah.
AP 6.
Yep. So this other guy that's not dead, who was undamaged, he takes a pretty good... You take a good chunk out of him. That armor piercing's doing a wonderful thing for you.
Cool.
All right. Squid.
Sir, I'm not comfortable with doing that just yet. Work on my skills.
With my sword in the guy, I'm like, no problem. Do what you gotta do.
If I haven't already, if that's not one of the ones, the one I marked earlier, I'll make sure that it is.
It's
one.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah. You marked a different
one. I want to mark the one that that Kaylin's fighting.
Okay.
Let's try to shoot that one. 10.
Okay. That hits with a vector 2. Are you attacking with anything with armor piercing?
No.
No. Right. So, I mean, it does a little bit of damage to him, but not like a ton.
Okay.
So,
I mean, he's got a screaming dude with a sword in his face. He just.
Right. Yeah.
It's just to help.
Yeah.
It's for covering fire.
It's a distraction. Aster.
All right. I'm going to try to be a good trooper, and I'm going to run around. And so, this is something I'm trying to see if we can rule of cool this, but I thought it would be fun if I ran up behind the captain's person who's being stabbed on the static blade, and I disengaged my shield and re-engaged it to pop him onto the static blade. So I was thinking the armor class of 8 could be what I try to hit him with, and then you could roll damage if I succeed.
So, I like that.
Stylish.
What we're going to have that be is just a flat no skill roll, because you're not really doing anything with the skill.
Undoing a shield and turning it back on.
You just need to roll over an 8.
Just with 2D? No,
just with 2D6.
Nothing else?
You can do it.
Nope.
It's only one above the average. You got this.
Is it?
Yeah, 7's the average on 2 6-sided dice.
Let's see. It's kind of the box of doom here. No!
Oh.
4.
Congratulations, you're now behind this guy.
My shield went kuk-kuk and hit him on the back.
Yeah. But he is still much more preoccupied with the guy with the sword in his fucking face that has been stabbed with said sword. So he is going to drop his laser gun and draw his own static blade.
Oh no! Face off!
Now we're talking.
And he is going to get into a sword fight with
you. Like man to man.
Which next turn you get to do like the parrying and all that stuff if you want to. So,
with one arm behind your back?
He does hit. What's the damage on a static blade?
It is 3d6 plus 2.
Okay. So that is 10.
Still with AP6.
With AP6. So that reduces your... Your armor is what, 17? 17. 11, so it still doesn't hurt you.
Okay.
Wow.
You were one above.
Okay,
what it would need to be. So, but yeah, congratulations. You're now in a sword fight.
Been waiting.
I've been waiting so long
for this. I started this game with a cutlass.
Guy number 3 is did. Like, you know what? I'm going to let these two deal with their trauma. And he is going to turn his sights to you, Squid. He hits.
Uh-oh.
Take 15 damage.
Before?
Before.
Okay, that's
No,
good.
After. no,
ow, before. Still hurts. Still hurts.
Yeah, it's still going to sting.
Reduction time.
Yep. And it's from either strength, dexterity,
it
or
starts from endurance. Starts at endurance. Yep.
Okay.
All right, there's one guy left, and he sees you zapping away.
No.
Actually, he's engaged in a fight with...
right, he just got chainsawed.
Yeah, chainsaw man. Astrid.
So he will also drop his carbine and draw his own static blade.
Oh.
And he fucking whiffs that shit, though. back to you, Astrid. You are now also in a sword fight, but it's kind of more like... Advent Children, Sephiroth versus Cloud kind of looks as opposed to that, because static blades are really thin and the chain drive swords are fucking...
So
that's
so
kind of neat.
The Fates is playing here and One Wing Angel is playing here.
Cool.
So yeah, you can go ahead and then also engage in a sword fight.
Yeah, I'm going to chainsaw that guy. Six?
Nope. That is a swing and a mish.
What about a 7? Because I didn't count my melee.
We can make that be a hit, but I would have to think of something detrimental to happen to you. I would say that you would not, I'll make it be a hit, excuse me, but next time he attacks, you do not get the opportunity to parry it.
Okay.
So you want to
make I'll accept.
Anyway. Okay. You can parry with melee weapons.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so roll your damage then.
And so the damage includes strength?
Yes.
Okay. Eleven.
Okay. And with the AP, I mean, you chop into him. He's still up, though. So.
Okay.
Galen.
Okay. So he hits me with his sword, and I'm... It was shocking because I wasn't expecting him to do that with dropping his energy sword. But I look at his sword, look at him, and I'm like,
I've been waiting my whole life for this.
All right.
And then I try to make a move. I will go ahead and just try to
stab that son of a bitch.
Yeah, forward stab, forward lunge. Ooh, a 5.
Yeah, I mean, it looked cool.
All right.
Squid.
I don't want to get shot again. That hurt.
It's the second time you've been shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan. You said the room's mostly empty, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't get super creative then. I am going to shoot back at the guy that shot me.
Okay.
10 to hit?
That'll hit. You've hit him a couple of times already. He is downed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to duck back behind the car now.
Okay. Esther. All
right. So there's just two sword fighters left.
Yes.
I'm going to try the shield thing again. So okay. I want to hit him onto your blade from behind. So basically I'm
shield bashing,
bashing around behind him, and I'm like, clink, and trying to knock him forward because sure. he just dodged out of your
he
way.
He just dodged my lunge.
And I'm like, maybe you didn't dodge. Ooh, I see a 5 and a 1. Shit. Okay.
Oh,
nope.
And 6. I'm trying.
You're trying. I see you there.
I have a wacky waving inflatable tube man behind him.
So, you've got the 2 left. The first one's going to try and attack you, Astrid.
And I can't parry.
Nope. He does hit. Oh. 13.
Ooh, at 14.
Armor piercing of 6, though.
Okay.
So you will take 5. And then we're going to attack Kaylin. I almost forgot. I was like, hey, yes. You have to go now.
Armor piercing is terrible.
Yeah, not so much fun when it's on you.
This is what I've been doing to people.
He does get you.
Okay.
Did you say you put your shield back up, though?
No.
No, okay.
No way.
Honor.
Yeah, he doesn't have a shield.
13 as well.
13, AP 6.
Met with the 6, so that drops. So you take 2. You take 2 endurance damage.
Take 2 endurance.
You don't have much to begin with.
But no. Back to Astrid.
I'm recovering. That hurt. I'm going to chainsaw.
Okay. I think that hits because your strength is plus 2. And what's your melee blade?
1, so that's 8. No.
9.
9.
Yep, so you see, you succeed with an effect of 1. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, you cut into him real good. He goes down.
He's down.
He dead. He's super dead. Kaylin, you're up.
Okay. We're both wearing helmets, right?
Yeah, I'll say so.
Okay. And it's removable from the combat armor?
Yeah, and we can like flip up and down. Like Iron Man 1 and 2 kind of style. Yeah.
Sure. Will it reveal the whole face?
Yeah, we'll say so.
Okay, so I open my mask.
All right. It just goes bloop.
Yeah, and I say, your turn.
Well, that's to see if he lives to his turn.
So he doesn't have a chance to do the same with me?
He's trying to stab him in the face.
He pops it. Okay.
He's a man of honor.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I put up my sword like this to him.
Okay.
To see if he matches as like my little salute.
Sure. Yeah,
so you're pointing it at his face?
Cool. Yeah, I'm pointing it at his face. Yeah. And then I activate my gauntlet laser that's now pointing right at his open, unarmored face.
Dishonorable.
Okay, so...
Commander.
Because we actually haven't had this happen before. Since you're in close combat, there are penalties to shooting a gun in close range. It would be a minus... It'd be a plus 2 to the difficulty, basically. So.
Oh, ow. I didn't know that. But that's okay.
It's still a great move. It's still a great move.
Yes.
And if you're targeting his head, I'll give you the plus two difficulty for now.
Yeah, plus two difficulty.
I could make it a 12 if I was feeling particularly mean, but that was pretty impressive, so.
Ooh, oh, no. My dishonor.
Karma.
Five.
Nope. It's like a really, it's like the original special edition of Star Wars when Han dodges the laser blast. Where his head just like, you can see like a mouse icon just grab his head and tilt it to the side.
Yeah. Yes.
His neck is at a 90 degree yeah. angle.
I just say, oops, malfunction. And then put my helmet back in.
So, Squid, you get to go.
All right. While he is distracted with that, can I get behind him?
I'm behind him right now.
Yeah.
Can I get scooching.
Sure. Why not?
I want to try to attack him with my static blade.
For go for it. Yes. Do it.
Oh, thank you.
Does actually work?
Eight? Everyone has that'll a static hit. Blade.
Roll your damage. It's all the...
You have a chainsaw.
Yeah, right?
It's all. You actually do a bit more damage.
I didn't write it. What's the damage?
I do. But everyone has
3d6
one.
Plus two.
Oh my god.
You get
18?
He is dead.
I like to think he's about to put his visor back down and the stag just comes through his chest. Yeah.
So the combat is over. But one of the other side doors opens up and about 30-ish little infantry dudes then proceed to kind of come in with laser carbines.
Oh no.
Oh.